Hey, what's going on? Today is Free Ride Friday, so hang on to the end of the episode to see who won the free ride this week, who won the lifetime membership to the $100 MBA. You too can win a free ride. Just drop us an iTunes rating and review, and you enter our weekly draw. You can learn how to do that at 100mba.net/show. All right, let's jump into today's episode. Hey-o! Welcome to the $100 MBA Show! Whether sun, rain, or shine, we're going to deliver a business lesson straight to you with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today, you will learn what it takes to have a viral video. All week, we've been talking about video marketing, choosing a video host, how to shoot videos. And today we're going to be talking about the marketing of your video. We got a lot to cover, so let's get down to business. This episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by Nadex, Binary Options Trading. As a listener, you know the value of $100 and how far it can go, and so does Nadex. For just $100, you can get started. With Nadex Binary Options, you trade on whether you think the market will be above or below a certain point by a certain time. Go to Nadex.com and open up a free account. That's Nadex.com. Futures, options, and swaps trading involves risk and may not be appropriate for all investors. So it seems like every day a new video on the internet goes viral. What is that all about? What does that really mean, going viral? And does it really matter? Does it actually help a business, help a brand? And how do you make sure your video marketing efforts pay off? All right, so let's talk about what does this mean to have a viral video. Now, this idea of having a video with millions of plays, it's not something you really should shoot for. What you really should shoot for is to have a video that's viral in your industry, in your market, in your niche. And viral doesn't really need to be quantified by millions of plays. It could just be people sharing it, people watching it. This could be hundreds or thousands of plays, depending on how big your market is. But the point is that people are sharing the video. You want to create a video that is shareable, that makes people say, hey, that's cool. I want to share that with my friends. Recently on the $100 MBA blog, I wrote a post about three Super Bowl ads that I really enjoyed and thought were really effective and how you can create ads that are similar in your own business. And today I'm going to talk about this concept, the concept of the fact that the reason why I wrote about these videos is because I wanted to share it with you, with other people. They were so effective, they were so intriguing, they were so enjoyable that you want to share them and you want to create videos that do the same. Now, obviously, you want to send a message. You want to make sure that you're sending a marketing message about what you do, your services, your products, while making sure that it's fun, entertaining, and it's worth sharing. So let's talk about what the qualities of a viral, quote-unquote, video is, or a video that's worth sharing. First of all, when you're planning or scripting your video, you want to make sure that your video is authentic, it's personal, and it talks directly to your customer. When I say that, I mean you want to make sure that you're conveying information that's useful, but you don't want to be completely tactical, meaning that you're only pitching to their head. You also want to pitch to their heart. You want to make an emotional connection. You want to make sure that you're on the same page, you share the same values. And great ads, great commercials do this very well, because that force that makes us want to share a video, it's emotion. It's not a logical kind of smart decision that we make. We just do it because it feels like a good video and we want to share it because we like it. And liking something is something that comes from the heart. So when you're scripting, when you're planning, make sure it's authentic. You're connecting with people. You're being real. It's not just straight up the facts, like this product has this, 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 and this. You want to be personal. Now, adding humor to your campaigns is a great idea because it keeps it light, it keeps it fun. But some people struggle with this because they feel like, I'm not a funny person. I don't know how to be funny. I don't want to try too hard. And that's fine. You don't have to be funny, but you do have to be personal. You do have to be authentic. Be yourself. And some really effective videos or video marketing campaigns are just not funny. They're just very personal. They're emotional. And they connect with their audience on a personal level. So it's not really about making them laugh. Shareable videos can be serious. And obviously, you don't want to be too doom and gloom. You want to still leave them with a warm feeling. Now, you might be asking, what about the sharing part? What about the actual spreading this video around to many people? How do I make sure people share it? Well, one of the great tactics that people use, or great techniques that people use that I find very effective, is to have some sort of call to action that interacts with the audience at the end of the video. A good example of this is a YouTube channel called Epic Rap Battles of History, and they do these rap battles between two historical figures or current celebrities, and it's really funny, but what they do at the end of the video is really effective when it comes to sharing. They ask a viewer, who do you think won the battle? And they actually do this in a very short, snappy way. They say, who won? Who's next? You decide. So they're asking the viewer to tell us who you think won the rap battle. Who do you want to see next battle it out? You decide. So it's a call to action to get people to get engaged in the video. And you could do the same thing even if it's a real business sales video. So say, for example, I was going to do a sales video on a new ebook about cat grooming. I use this all the time. But let's say, for example, it's an ebook about cat grooming. And at the end of the video, I can say in the comments below, tell me about your cat. What kind of cat do you have? How old they are? And what's their name? And people love their cats, so they're going to love to engage and say, you know, I have a Persian, her name is Princey, and she's 8 years old. And as they're sharing it on social media, on Facebook, on Twitter, you know, it shows up on their profile, and people see their comments and be like, what are they talking about? Oh, and they check out your video. And it helps get things going. It helps get the snowball down the hill. So make sure your video has some sort of interaction at the end to get people involved. Don't just have something open-ended where they say, you know, if you have any questions, ask them below. Give them something specific. If your video is something very specific, like say, for example, in this example of cat grooming, you say, how often do you groom your cat? Or how often do you clip their nails? And does your cat put up a fight? Something like that, just to get them interacting with you. Again, the more interaction, the more it's going to get shared on social media. Thirdly, make sure that your video campaign addresses an issue or problem that people are having in your industry. Usually, that problem will have a phrase or a keyword that people are searching for. So your video would show up on a Google search, through YouTube, or at the very least, when somebody sees the title of that video on social media, they're going to click on it because, hey, I have a cat. I have that issue. I would love to learn about how to solve that issue. At the end of the day, a video goes quote-unquote viral or gets shared a lot because it's useful. And if you can show that you can provide useful information, people are more likely to want to listen to it and not feel like they're being pitched to. You still can sell maybe at the end, or maybe you can lead them to a page where they can learn more about your product. But the point is that if you can add value to their lives, they're going to be more than happy to share it because they'll be grateful. Don't forget, the law of reciprocity is very powerful. Guys, I got a couple more tips I want to share with you so your video gets shared. But before that, I got to give some love to today's sponsor, Igloo. When I say the word intranet, what do you think of? You got it, a closed intranet, an internet for your business, a private one. Igloo is an intranet you'll actually like. It's a cloud platform that can help you do your best work, share files, update your blog, coordinate calendars, and manage projects. It's easy to use and it's easy to configure, even for the most non-technical of users. It's built using a responsive design, which means it can work on your phone, on your tablet, on a laptop, wherever you go. Whether you're a large enterprise stuck using SharePoint or a fast-growing business overwhelmed by apps, creating an intranet that matches your brand's look and feel simplifies how you work, and it's accessible on your phone. Super convenient to use. So sign up now and try it for free at igloosoftware.com/MBA. That's igloosoftware.com/MBA. Another great way to make sure your video gets shared is to include a contest element to your video. So at the end of the video, you can include something like, at the bottom of this video, include the funniest picture you've got of your cat. So if we're in the cat grooming example, this is really applicable. And then if you say the picture that gets the most likes under this video wins a free copy of my ebook or whatever the prize is. But the point is you're getting people to engage through a contest. Again, people love their cats. They will love to share a photo of their cat. And they're going to get their other friends to go ahead and like that photo. Again, sharing your video, sharing your thread, sharing your brand. So contests are a great way to spread your video, spread your word, and just get people on board and be aware of what you do. Another tip that has worked for us in the past is to have a series. So maybe you break up your video into three parts so there is a continuation. So there's sort of a cliffhanger. People are waiting for the next video. Now this really helps the sharing for the next video as well because it gets people to want to see what's going to happen next. You can make this fun and interesting, or you can even make it educational where you give them half the lesson and then the rest of the lesson is in the next part and you conclude at the end. Having a series of videos can really help you, one, say more about your offer or say more about your business, and offer more value to your customers, to your audience through a series. All right, guys, that wraps up today's lesson, but it is time to announce this week's Free Ride Friday winner. And today's winner is Matt K. from Texas. That's this handle, Matt K. from Texas. And he says, inspiring and practical, 5 stars. I discovered this podcast because it was mentioned in an article by Fast Company about the best business podcasts, and boy, were they right. Omar manages to teach you really practical and applicable stuff, while at the same time making beginners like me feel like we can really do it. I can almost feel the sense of welcome, enthusiasm, and community through my iPhone. Thanks, Omar, for putting this together. Such a phenomenal show. Thank you, Matt, so much for that awesome review and for being a listener to the $100 MBA show. And welcome to the $100 MBA. Your mission is to email us at contact@100mba.net so we can hook you up with the free ride to the $100 MBA. That's over 180 video lessons, workbooks, a community forum, interviews with experts, a whole lot more. You too, guys, can win a free ride. Just drop us an iTunes rating and review. Every Friday, we give away a free ride. Just visit 100mba.net/show to learn more on how to give us a rating and review on iTunes. Guys, I want to leave you with this. Sometimes when you focus too much on how is this video going to go viral, how is it going to go insane, it works against you. What you really need to focus on is how can I make sure this video benefits other people? How can I make sure this helps people in a great way and it makes them smile and it makes them feel good? These things really will help them want to share it. Remember, think about the things that you share online. You share things that make you feel good, that are entertaining, that are useful. If you're trying to benefit the audience, you'll find it much easier for your video to be shared. So make sure that you just focus on the value. Focus on how much value you give your audience. Use some of the things that I talked about today that can definitely help. And remember, if your first video doesn't go crazy and get shared everywhere, that's fine. Go at it again. It's only one video. We've produced, you know, over, I think, 600 videos in the last few years, Nicole and I. It's been crazy. But the point is that you just keep going at it. You just keep trying, and it'll resonate with people, and you'll perfect your craft. All right, guys, I'll check you in the next episode. Take care.